The lawsuits both claim the congressional maps are unconstitutional, but use different angles to get there. The first, filed by the Democratic firm Elias Law Group, claims Democrats' right to free speech and association are violated because the map has led to Republicans holding 6 of the state's 8 congressional seats despite 50-50 votes in multiple statewide elections. The second suit was filed by the Campaign Legal Center, which argues the map violates the state constitution because districts don't have the same number of people and split up more counties than necessary. Both suits focus on a directive from the court's former conservative majority during a previous redistricting battle called Least Changes. It required the current congressional map to closely match one drawn by Republicans a decade earlier. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.